These days, women's rights are well established, or so we presumed. Still work to do, but things are looking nifty. But lately, right-wing politicians seem to be consumed with making us go back to 1950. Oh, they'd rob us of our choices, birth control restrictions pour on. It's time to raise our voices so we can tell each moron. Your war on women is infuriating. You only value us if we're just stating. So tell all those misogynists from Maine to North Carolina, I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. Now, apparently, God tells some politicians that they ought to deny science, women's rights, and evolution. But it's not a Christian country, just in case you schmucks forgot. And the Bible doesn't trump the Constitution. So don't put us through contortions to get a rare exception. And if you want fewer abortions, don't block access to contraception. Your war on women's real and revs my motor. Keep up this crap, you'll lose each female voter. So quit claiming to respect us while you shame and blame and tutor us. I didn't come from your rib, but you came from my uterus. Don't patronize us with your phone night parenthood. You attack women's health when you attack Planned Parenthood. Of women's rights, each GOP candidate's an underminer. I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina. And we're sick of your misogynist one-liners. You didn't come from your ribs, you came from our vaginas. I didn't come from your rib, you came from my vagina.
Wow, that was I Did Not Come From Your Rib, You Came From My Vagina. And this is KPPPLPFM. If you're just tuning in, this is God and Conservative Christians, the topic of tonight's show. And I'm here with my better half,
Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And
Mimo Cicados.
And also, I wanted to tell folks that today we're talking about God and Conservative Christians. In our last show, we discussed our moral decay. And we had Avi Blackmore on as our guest.
Oh, yeah. He was an excellent guest.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. A lot of people have listened to that podcast, too. They went to kpppfm.com, and they click on the podcast link, and that's the top one. It's podcast number 24.
24, and this is podcast number 25. And you are listening to KPPPLPFM, broadcasting right now online through Live 365, but soon you'll be able to find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM, adding local color to your airwaves.
You know, you can give us a call and give us comments on the shows at 701-566-0917. Just leave a message, tell us who you are, where you live, and we may play it on the air. You can tweet us at @media_PPP, email us Cindy@kpppfm.com or Duke@kpppfm.com.
Now I want to jump into today's topic because this is a meaty and juicy topic. And lately, it seems that the country is very polarized on a lot of issues, especially those having to do with race and gay people getting married. And a lot of what is being bantered around as the reasons for this divide or this division in our country is that some people adhere to strict Christian moral values. And they believe this is a nation of laws that are based on Judeo-Christian religion and morality. Even though, as our opening song illustrated, our Bible does not trump the Constitution.
That's right.
And it is not a Christian nation. It is a secular government that does not respect any, is no respecter of persons or religions when it comes to governing over its people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was part of the foundation of our Constitution, is that we would not have a particular religious sect governing our laws.
That's right. In fact, here in town, the Ten Commandments is on the grounds of City Hall. Mm-hmm. And a group called the Freethinkers, did a lawsuit claiming that the Treaty of Tripoli states that the United States is not founded on Christianity. And they want to put a monument there to go right next to the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other discussions, but I think they're very divisive because Christians are supposed to be Christ-like. I mean, that is the whole Christ-like thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The basis of the religion is that you live your life trying to adhere to the values and the behavior of Christ. But here are some of the things that today's Christians are doing that are nothing like Christ. And here are some of these items that are very different. Christians of today are hell-bent on picking on homosexuals.
Oh, yeah.
And they, the whole conservative base has this hatred for homosexuals. They have a hatred of people that are transgendered. And they have a problem with gender equality for women, too. And this is an amazing position for people who say that they are followers of Christ to have these very strong oppositions, which they want to put into laws. Right now, we have passed, under the Constitution, equal rights protection for marriage for gay people in this country. And yet, there are states, there's even counties, there's one in North Dakota where some court clerks refuse to issue licenses to gay people because it is their deeply held religious belief that they should not have to.
And they let her get away with it, and they found someone else to issue the licenses so that employee doesn't have to do her job when it comes to that issue.
Yeah. But you know, fun fact, Jesus Christ never spoke out against homosexuality in the Bible.
Nope.
So those who follow Christ should adhere to the behaviors of Christ, and hating on homosexuals wasn't something he did. How about helping the poor? Conservatives, Christian conservatives, especially those that belong to the Republican and the Tea Party, are very anti-poor.
Very.
They hate the homeless. They've created all sorts of policies to criminalize poverty. They, you know, don't want any of the people that are poor getting any kind of services or help from the government.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what Christ did. So this also is, you know, this lazy moocher type of thing that they try to vilify poor people with. Very anti-Christian.
Yes, yes, very much.
Nothing like what Christ did. You and I are both Catholic.
Yes, yes, I am.
And you were previously a professed atheist.
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
How do you feel about that now?
Oh, I feel like I've learned a lot more. I feel like that my ideas and understanding has deepened. And I believe that what I believed before is I just refuse to really look at things through my heart and seriously.
Yeah. And
I had not read the Bible. I didn't. I had a so-called religious education, but I didn't really read the Bible, and I took religion classes, and I resisted all that when I was younger.
See, and that is the point I wanted to make. You had never even read your Bible. And this infuriates me about conservative Christians, most of whom are white, by the way. But conservative Christians tend to be the very same people that condemn others for a wide variety of reasons. They tend to be people that have a very limited knowledge of race, racism, and issues affecting people of color in this country. And yet, they are the most, you know, Jesus-worshipping, so they claim, mm-hmm. people in America. And most of them don't know their Bible. Most of them have never read it. They've read some of it. They've heard scripture in church. They've, you know, but they have never read the Bible. And it's astonishing to me that white people, Europeans, came here, colonized this land, killed tens of thousands of my people in Mexico, 100 million people in the United States, 22 million in Mexico, murdered for the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
With the Bible in their hands, they murdered us. They committed genocide against a whole nation of indigenous people on this continent for God. They Christianized us. We are required to know the religion of the white man that colonized us. And we are required to read the Bible. We're required to understand it. But white people don't have to read it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, this bothers me, too, because, you know, when I was a kid, I was raised Catholic, you know, either through whenever you were able to take me to church yourself, Mom, or when my sister's father took me to church. And, you know, at first I wasn't too interested because I was a little kid. But then as I grew older and you and I, we read the Bible together thoroughly. I had a better interest in it once I had a more in-depth look at it. And so then I continuously studied it, even with my sister's dad. And then I would ask the father of the church questions about this or that, the other thing. And I probably had a better understanding of the Bible than the people I was with did. And it bothered them when I, you know, asked them so many questions that at one point I was satisfied with what I was learning so far. And then they asked me, do you have any more questions this week? And it's like, no, I'm good.
Right. And a lot of people struggle with their own Christianity in this country. That's one of the reasons why we're talking about this, because there has really been a mass exodus of the Christian faith in this country. I think that there are probably more black and brown Christians in this country that are really devout than there are white Christians. I think that white Christians are now not only dwindling, but many of them are in name only. And just because you go to a church doesn't mean you're a follower of Christ. Or just because you've read a Bible doesn't mean you're actually following what it says. A lot of people have used the Bible to justify all sorts of things that are very un-Christ-like. Also, conservative Christians, how are they not like God? How are they different from God? They love greed. Capitalism, the free market system.
Don't they already have churches that kind of worship money anyway?
They have the prosperity gospel. Trickle-down economics, unregulated capitalism. These are the things that a conservative Christians really worship. These are the things that they hold close and dear to their heart. These are the things that they are setting up as partners with God. And that is a sin. You're not supposed to, there is nothing above God. If you're Christian and you're truly Christian, money is not your God. Money cannot rival your God. Money can't even be in the same running with God. It's just God. And also, in the same ugly vein of this greed, it is very anti-Christian to rail on poor people because they get welfare. But you can't call a wealthy person greedy. You can't call a wealthy person as having too much. They're terrified of the idea that they should have to distribute wealth to the poor when that is exactly what all religions say God wants this the people of his people to do. Whether he was talking to the Jews, whether he was talking to the Christians, or whether he was talking to the Muslims in the Quran. If you go back all the way back, you can read the Tanakh, you can read the Old Testament, as it were. You can read the New Testament, the Gospels, and you can read all of the apocryphal books for those who are Protestants. And you can read the Quran and you will find that greed, the Bible talks about it a lot. God talks a lot about greed.
Very much.
This is one of the things that both Jesus and every religious text have talked about. Greed. That is one thing that every single holy book that comes from God says about God and what he does not like, what he does not want. Greed is on the top of that list.
Yes, it is.
That's why it says in the Bible that it will be more difficult for a rich man to go into heaven than it would be for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult for the rich, not only to go to the life of the hereafter, according to the Bible, but also to see, to actually see, because they are blinded. There are none so blind as those who refuse to see, and those who are rich, those who are seeking wealth in this life, they are blinded from being able to see the truth of God. They reject the truth of God because of their greed. That is specifically talked about in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And what have we created in this country? A hierarchy, a class system where the very poor, almost half, the bottom half of our population are living on the edge of poverty or in poverty. It's disgusting.
It is.
A quarter, almost 30% of American children live in extreme poverty. A quarter of American children live with extreme hunger. Those are not things that reflect a Christian nation. Those are things that reflect a greedy nation of people that doesn't care about those who Jesus Christ said were the most important. Conservative Christians are unlike godly people and unlike Christ in that they are full of hate. I mean, have you listened to the Tea Party people?
Oh, yes, yes. And
racist.
And dealing with kids crossing the border, children, families mm-hmm. crossing the border, those ugly protests at stopping buses and making them turn around.
And women's rights yes. to conceive, to control their body.
Yeah, and there was recently just the a headline of a Christian terrorist bombing a Planned Parenthood clinic.
Yes, that's what that was in Kentucky or Kansas, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He had a bomb strapped to him. He was going to detonate inside of a clinic. It would likely hurt, maim, or kill people.
Mm-hmm.
This is the backwards type of Christianity that preaches Christ with hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Tea Party hates President Obama. Republicans hate President Obama. They disrespect and they demean black people in the media and in politics, perpetuating hatred toward some of the weakest, most oppressed people in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that is pure evil. That is not Christian.
No,
racism is not Christian. That's another way in which conservative Christians are very ungodlike because they're racist. And let me tell y'all, folks, this is going to scare some Christians. Jesus is not white.
Yes.
Oh, but no, he was not white whatsoever.
Jesus was not white.
White.
No.
He did not have blue eyes.
No.
Oh, no.
If you go to any church in America, all the Jesuses are white.
Mm-hmm.
All the Jesuses are white. Why is Jesus white? We know in the Bible. Does the Bible talk about race and racism?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it talk about how you should treat foreigners, the widow, the mm-hmm. poor?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very specifically. Remember Moses and his black wife?
Yeah, Zipporah.
Miriam? Miriam, the wife of Aaron, I think.
Yep, that's his sister.
She did not like her because she was black.
Yeah.
Right. And then wasn't she punished for that?
She was punished with an illness, like a leprosy, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
She got a skin infection. She was struck with a curse from God for her racism. That means God doesn't like racists,
I think. Yeah, I think
And
so
there's
too.
A whole bunch of other statements about how you're supposed to treat people of other races in the Bible of other places.
Mm-hmm.
And conservatives have not gotten that message. The front runner in the Republican Party right now is none other than racist rant Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the majority of people that are strongly Republican in this country really do have a belief in the Confederate flag, disdain for civil rights, for affirmative action. Most of the conservative news stations are constantly talking about these issues. It's very unchristian. It's very ungodly. Y'all should know that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fool yourselves. You're fake hypocrites. That is not what God said. I read the book. You should try it. It would be fun for you to realize how wrong you are when you behave this way as a Christian. And also the pro-life hypocrisy, because we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those people that will defend the right of a fetus, even if it means bombing a clinic, even if it means denying health care to women, because only 3% of the services that are going to be taken away if they shut down Planned Parenthood or take away all of the federal funding that goes to those clinics, is going to mean less health care for women.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what that money's for.
And for men, less ability for people to screen for STDs, which is, I think, 46% of the work that they do, and treating STDs.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty important service, and it's available for the penis as for as well as the vagina.
That's right.
Right.
Men also get STDs,
of course. And it disappoints me because just what was it yesterday? I saw a link about a protest happening at the Moorhead Planned Parenthood.
That's right.
And see, the thing is that the majority of the conservative Christians that are pro-lifers, most of those people are not the ones who suffer the most from a lack of access to abortion. It is people of color. It is poor people. Frequently, it is people living in third world countries. Most of the unplanned pregnancies, especially for those involving children under the age of 14, girls that have been raped many times by members of their own family, including fathers and stepfathers, those are the people that are forced under usually white conservative Christian women's ideals for third world countries, peoples that they don't give a fat rat's butt about, that they will never have to meet and never have to live their lives and never have to live under the cruel policies and the misogyny of those countries. And so that really angers me because it has this, you know, you have to follow this rule. This is the important one. I'm not going to focus on any of the other rules and other laws of God that are being broken, not only by those who rape women, and even here in our country, we don't punish that adequately, but we're going to condemn women to forced conception, even when they've been raped, even at an age where they're having children means they're going to end up possibly maimed, possibly dead. Over 70,000 children die in complications from childbirth every year in this world. And a lot of that has to do with our indifference to these issues. That is something that should be appalling
to
people in this country.
It should be.
How about the people, conservative Christians' obsessions with guns? That's not godlike.
No.
By any means, no.
No. You know, Jesus got angry at the moneylenders in the
temple,
and he beat the crap out of them with a whip.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no guns.
Yeah,
right.
You know, Jesus was a man of peace, not a man of war. But many of the people in this country honestly believe that Jesus would be walking around with a machine gun and looking like Rambo. They do.
Oh, boy.
Charlton Heston was Moses, and
that's
he's now the poster boy for the NRA.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Think about it. Also, most conservative Christians are very intolerant. Even among liberals, there are intolerant people. We've talked about this before.
Oh, yeah, we have.
You know, we had a show all about white conservative, white liberals, and how they're killing us with their kindness, how they're lukewarm and fake and phony.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that on kppfm.com. Yes, on the podcast tab.
Yep.
Along with all of our other shows. And if you just tuned in, we're talking about God and conservative Christians. The hypocrisy is thick. The exodus from Christianity in this country is huge. I want to know what you guys think, because we always love to hear your comments, your questions, your topic ideas, your show ideas. In fact, I want to announce that in a little while, you'll be able to hear Sabor Latino, a Spanish program, every Sunday at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Join us for those shows in Spanish. The first show we will have in Spanish on KPPP LPFM, adding local color to your airwaves. Soon you'll be able to find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM.
And you can give us your comments at 701-566-0917. You can tweet us at media_PPP or email us Cindy at kpppfm.com or Duke at kpppfm.com.
Mm-hmm. Continuing on the list of ways in which Christians are not godlike. Intolerance. They're intolerant of other people. They're racist. They're intolerant of homosexuals.
Yep.
They want to impose their moral and religious views, selectively, of course, on other people. They want to restrict the rights of others, force their views on others, and then they whine when they feel the slightest attack, most of which is not attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me, conservative Christians remind me of soccer players.
Oh, yeah.
The World Cup games. You see that,
yeah.
They fall on the ground and roll around. Ow, ow.
Roll around, grabbing their knee.
So that the referee will call
a red card
or a yellow card on another player.
Yeah.
And then they get up and they're fine.
Yep.
And they're just trying to do this big act when there's a war on Christmas.
Yes.
There's not a war on white conservative Christians. There's no war on you people. You are the people that create the wars for others. There is a war on drugs, and it has been focused on people in poor countries. It has been focused on people of color in this country. It's put millions of people in prison here in this country, so that one out of three black men will spend time in prison, in jail, or on probation or parole. That's more people than were enslaved in this country before Jim Crow.
Wow.
And we the body count of those missing, dead, disappeared because of the drug wars in Mexico are, you know, anywhere between a couple hundred thousand and over a quarter of a million. But that's fine. That's just okay. We won't talk about that. Conservative Christians don't talk about their role in this war for morality. And you know what really ticks me off?
No, what?
These same conservatives, Christians, that rail against the gay people, like that little munchkin, Josh Duggar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. Didn't he go around promoting the idea that gay people are perverts?
Oh, yeah. And didn't, like, what was it? His mom or some other relative try to petition against transgender people using the bathrooms they're comfortable in?
Yes, she did. And also, they, you know, they're all about the values, the family values, one woman, one man, you know, don't do drugs, don't cheat, don't do anything. These people turn out to be
the complete opposite.
Completely opposite. Running around trying to get some gay sex on the down low in the bathrooms, trolling for men. They're the ones that end up getting caught doing a blow off of a male hooker.
Oh, yeah.
They're the one. These are all real things.
Yes. I read a hilarious headline one morning where it said that, like, one person had tried to cover their affair with another woman by having an affair with a gay guy.
Right.
And it was just like crazy.
That's the crazy of conservative Christians.
Yes, it is.
And the thing that, like I said, ticks me off is these people who are pontificating about the rules of God that no one can break, they're breaking them. They're violating those rules while commanding that other people be punished for the things they're doing.
Exactly. The hypocrisy is terrible. That's the part that
real
bugs
Christians
me.
Do not judge and condemn. Judge not lest ye be judged. Right?
Right.
we're all humans, and there but for the grace of God go all of us. And Jesus said, let he who is without sin throw the cast the first stone. He didn't say, yeah, Mary Magdalene is an adulteress. Jesus was asking, takes two to tango. Where's the dude?
That's right.
Where's the other person that should be getting punished here? Yeah,
and that didn't go why into
is
our
the,
laws.
Why is only the woman getting punished? That should be something that should speak to men today. Why is it the women who are frequently the victims of violence, death at the hands of men? Men kill women in this country and in most other places in the world more than anything else that kills women.
Yeah.
Including heart disease, diabetes, cancer. More than any of those things. Is men.
Mm-hmm.
And they control the power, the dynamic of power in employment, in marriage, in economy, in sex, and in every other way possible. And yet, women are those who are most vilified for sexual crimes.
That's right.
Still to this day.
To this day.
And Jesus said, where's the dude? Which of you has not committed a sin? You hypocrites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He called people hypocrites. You hypocrites and liars. That's what Jesus would say to people that tried to be holier than thou.
Right. And then wasn't there also the question that the Pharisees asked him about whether or not people should remarry and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And then, like, he mentioned that, like, listen, if you just want to, like, you know, divorce your wife just because she was unfaithful, then yeah, go ahead. But if she wasn't faithful, you just want to see the hot chick down the street, then you're the butthole.
Yeah, you're the adulterer. You're the one that's sinning here. And the other thing is, you can see how unchristian most conservative Christians really are, because they're all paranoid. They're all afraid. We live in a country that's on a constant yellow to orange terror alert, that is afraid of the Muslim, that is afraid of the Mexican, that is afraid of the black, that is afraid of the woman, the black woman, the loud woman, the angry black woman, the angry Latina woman. That doesn't show faith. How is that Christian? Christians are supposed to have faith. I mean, isn't a sign of your faith is that you have no fear? You don't have to fear from brown people or people in other religions or liberals or homosexuals. If you have faith in God, you should be good to go. It shows how unfaithful you are that you have so much fear of literally everything. And finally, the conservative Christians think that Christianity means going to church.
Yeah.
Or going to a better church or a mega church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
The, you know, people that pontificate about Christianity think that it is the actions, the motions that make you a Christian. What did Jesus say about that stuff? He said that those people that just go into the synagogue to pray loudly so that everyone will hear them, that's not prayer. That's not sacrifice. It's those who pray quietly to God and fervently and don't look to have anyone give them kudos for how Christian they are, but only have God acknowledge what they are, you know, saying in a prayer to God. So this whole, you know, and those church crowds are tend to be among the most condemning of all groups. So they're always demanding that you tithe to the church.
Oh, yeah.
Then you've got these people like Creflo Dollar asking for a plane. Mm-hmm. You know, people have really taken to an extreme what Christianity means, to the point that it no longer resembles anything having to do with the guy that it's named for.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ. It's something very disheartening about American religion and conservative Christians, because so many of these kooky people have power and run this country.
Yes.
That's why it's so dismaying.
Yeah, and also, like you said earlier, that they're demanding these modes of behavior and of people in the community, and what they're demanding, they're actually breaking all those laws and rules, and they're being hypocritical.
They're not beyond reproach, and you know, so we have to ask, we need to ask God that He continue to keep us poor, downtrodden people, the people of color that are being oppressed, the women that are being oppressed, the different people that are being hurt by the conservative Christian hatred and vitriol. And so I want to take a break and come back and talk about how conservative Christians have gone so far now as to really start to attack religious leaders and religious thinkers and philosophers in this country for what they are saying about God and conservative Christians. The Pope being a prime example, and we'll come back and talk about the latest thing the Pope said, some of the other things the Pope has said, the latest being on immigration. So those of you who like Trump or follow Trump, I got to tell you, I think Trump's going to hell. I think the Pope said he's going to go to hell.
Yeah, I think so.
So when we get back, we will talk about what the Pope said. We want to hear what you think, too. So let us know by calling 701-566-0917. Leave a message and your name and town so that we can use your comments.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after this break with Juanes. Adios le pido.
Se despierten con la luz de tu mirada. Yo
a Dios le pido
que mi madre no se muera y que mi padre me recuerde.
A Dios le pido
que te quedes a mi lado y que más nunca te me vayas, mi vida.
A Dios le pido
que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate, mi cielo.
A Dios le pido
por los días que me quedan y las noches que aún no llegan. Yo
a Dios le pido
por los hijos de mis hijos y los hijos de tus hijos.
A Dios le pido
que mi pueblo no derrame tanta sangre y se levante mi gente.
A Dios le pido
que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate, mi cielo.
A Dios le pido
un segundo más de vida para darte y mi corazón entero entregarte. Un segundo más de vida para darte y a tu lado para siempre yo quedarme. A Dios le pido que si me muero sea de amor y si me enamoro sea de vos y que de tu voz sea este corazón todos los días. A Dios le pido que si me muero sea de amor y si me enamoro sea de vos y que de tu voz sea este corazón todos los días. A Dios le pido. A Dios le pido.
Que mi padre me recuerde. A Dios le pido
que te quedes a mi lado y que más nunca te me vayas, mi vida.
A Dios le pido
que mi alma no descanse cuando de amarte se trate, mi cielo.
A Dios le pido
un segundo más de vida para darte y mi corazón entero entregarte. Un segundo más de vida para darte y a tu lado para siempre yo quedarme. Un segundo más de vida yo. A Dios le pido. Si me muero sea de amor y si me enamoro sea de vos y que de tu voz sea este corazón todos los días. A Dios le pido que si me muero sea de amor y si me enamoro sea de vos y que de tu voz sea este corazón todos los días. A Dios le pido que si me muero sea de amor y si me enamoro sea de vos y que de tu voz sea este corazón todos los días.
Now, wow, that was Juanes and Adios Le Pido.
I love that song.
Me too.
Me too.
This is Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shemp.
And Nemo Cicados.
And you're listening to KPPPLPFM. This is God and Conservative Christians on today's podcast. We are broadcasting live through Live 365. Soon you will be able to find us on your radio dial at 88.1 FM, adding local color to our airwaves. On our last show, we talked about the moral decay of American society. Today we are talking about conservative Christians and how ungodlike they are.
Yeah.
And I was running down a list of ways in which conservative Christians are really very ungodlike these days.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stories that has been all over the news, especially in conservative news, is what Pope Francis said. And conservative Christians love to tell the Pope to shut up.
Uh-huh,
These days, they're always all over the Pope. You know, the Pope should not be talking about what God says.
That's right.
What makes him think he can? Wait,
he's the Pope.
He's the Pope, the spokesperson for God.
On earth, according to Catholics.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Pope, I have never seen anybody rail on a Pope more than this Pope.
Yeah.
Well, the other popes haven't been so great, which is probably why.
He said, I love me some Pope John Paul. But I mean, John Paul II, of course. And I think Pope Francis is by far my favorite Pope. Of forever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Because he is...
he's calling out capitalism.
Conservatives did not like that either.
No, he said what business did the Pope talk about business? It's not his business. Just religion's his business.
But God talked about greed and money.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a message for y'all. And you can say, shut up, Pope. But it's not his message that y'all are rejecting. It's the message from God. You can go check, you know, go read it in the Bible. At least read the Cliff Notes.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in there. They got those, I'm sure. They got Cliff Notes for Dummies or something on the Bible, and you can just look it up.
Yeah.
Get a concordance. Look up the word greed. Go, you know, study that stuff.
Spark Notes for Bibles, you know?
Yeah. But the Pope, his most recent thing that he did was he said that those who are trying to curb the flow of immigrants into their country or stop the flow of immigrants into their country should seek the forgiveness of God because they are sinning against God.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
But it's in the Bible. It's very clearly in the Bible that God wants us to care for those who are traveling, those who are foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said. I invite you all to ask for forgiveness for the persons and institutions. I think he's talking about you, Trump.
Yes.
Trump and his followers. I think that's the persons he's referring to right there. And the institutions who close the door to these people who are seeking a family, who are seeking to be protected. May God forgive your souls, says the Pope.
Wow, that goes for building a fence, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. The Pope is saying, you better get down on your hands and knees because you are sinning against God, the Almighty.
Mm-hmm. As Tumblr would say, y'all need Jesus.
Y'all need Jesus. And Jesus said, let them come to me. And so the Pope is appealing to all these different countries, not just here, but in Europe, to deal with the immigrants as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they should be treated with human dignity and always be respected. We exploit the immigrants here. And he said that all the countries and the international community should work as a whole to efficiently prevent the causes of forced migration, like NAFTA, like horrible trade agreements that prey on poor third world countries like Mexico and other countries in Latin America. And for those of you that don't know, the Bible talks about immigrants and immigration specifically a lot.
Yeah, yes.
When a stranger sojourns within you, with you in your land, you shall not do him wrong. That means no raping the people at the border.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean throwing them in detention centers.
Or starving them or taking their water jugs and slashing them and
or putting freezing cold air on where they're sleeping so that they can't sleep and they get sick. Or shooting them with adult doses of, shooting children with adult doses of hepatitis
yes.
vaccines. Or taking their money or taking their identity.
Yeah, their documents, their personal documents.
Forcing them through the hottest part of the desert so that thousands of them die every year.
Yeah.
Those are doing him wrong, her wrong. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as a native among you. I think that means you have to treat us like we're citizens
That's
of this
right.
country.
Exactly.
You have to treat foreigners, people that are not citizens, like they are citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall love him as yourself. This is pretty clear.
Yeah.
For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 19, 33 through 34. Matthew 25. Now we're in the New Testament. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I mean, it's everywhere
mm-hmm.
in the Bible.
Yeah.
In the Old Testament. And in the New Testament. Yeah. It appears 92 times in the Old Testament okay. alone. And the scripture is very clear that you're supposed to help. The Lord your God is the guide of all gods and the Lord of all lords, the great, mighty, and awesome God who doesn't play favorites and doesn't take bribes. Unlike the political corruption that yes. we have in this country.
Exactly.
God's not like that. Going on, he says, he enacts justice for orphans and widows, and he loves immigrants. He loves immigrants. Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Giving them food and clothing, it continues. That means you must also love immigrants because you were immigrants in Egypt. Deuteronomy 10, 17 through 19.
Wow.
You must not oppress foreigners. You know what it's like to be a foreigner. For you yourself were once foreigners in the land of Egypt. That's in Exodus 23. When a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall do him no wrong. That one I told you from Leviticus. The same law applies both to the native born and to the foreign residing among you. And we don't have that. We violate the Constitution because the Constitution actually says that the native born have to be treated the same way as those not born in this country. And that's in Zechariah. The Lord watches over sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. And you know what they do here in the United States? They take children who are born here because they are citizens and whose parents are illegal immigrants, and they deport them.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents have to separate from their children. Many times they take away their parental rights forever. And those children never get to be raised by their parents. They lose their parental rights, and then those children are given to white people. Just like our indigenous ancestors were ripped apart from their families, forced to learn Christianity, forced to forget their culture, language, and religion, and taken and put in foster care and adopted by white people.
The cultural genocide continues.
Mm-hmm.
It does. This is evil stuff.
Yeah.
And now we have Trump advocating for this kind of birthright citizenship removal. This is against the laws of God, you liars, you hypocrite Christians. This is not what God wants. That the Lord says you're supposed to watch over the sojourner, to take care of the widow, the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. That's in Psalms. He says, you have brought your judgment days near and have come to your years of punishment because father and mother are treated with contempt and the foreign resident is exploited within you. That is America through and through. The fatherless and widow are oppressed in you, America. These people are oppressed. That's from Ezekiel 22:4. I will come to you in judgment and I will be ready to witness. against sorcerers and adulterers, against those who swear falsely, those who lie, Trump.
Yeah.
Those who lie and make up things about other people.
Mm-hmm.
Those who lie to have immigrants hated, like the people in the news lately have been doing here locally. And the foreign resident is exploited within you. Against those who oppress the widow and the fatherless and cheat the wage earner. That's exploitation of labor.
Mm-hmm.
and the foreigners. And against those who deny justice to the foreigner. We're not even given any rights at all. That is the definition of being denied justice. People locally here, the Cast 22, they were arrested and put into prison because they fled being victims of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
They were put in the jail by a heartless Drew Wrigley.
That's right.
And then those people were kept in a jail here for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And they were being exploited. They allowed them to finish coming up here and doing all the pipe fitting on that ethanol plant.
And got it done ahead of time and called them in and thought they were going to get bonuses, and they all got arrested.
Yeah, they do that all the time.
Once the job is done. Mm-hmm. It happened right out here in outside of West Fargo.
And that onion farmer, he had all those people arrested before he paid them.
Yep.
This is the typical behavior of the exploiter. You want slaves. You don't have any respect for the foreigner that is being oppressed within your land. And God will judge you. He says that you have brought your judgment day closer to you because you lie about these people. You oppress the widow and the fatherless. And you cheat the wage earner. Who can be accused of cheating wage earners more than those who instilled slavery as a form of government and economy, like the United States has?
Yeah, no one else.
And who continues to do that? Who continues to do that by their exploitation of prison labor and people in detention that are here undocumented, denying justice to the foreigner? They do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. See, the Lord of hosts in Malachi 3:5 says, you don't fear him if this is what you're doing. This is evil stuff. There's a lot more. I could go on and on and on. But I got to tell you, folks need to read their own Bible. Folks need to know that that's exactly the opposite of what they're supposed to be doing. Finally, I'm going to leave you folks with a song of revolution. This is Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution, one of my favorites. Hit it, Duke.
All right.
You've been listening to KPPPLPFM. Thank you.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds? They're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know talking about a revolution sounds? Yes, who are people gonna rise up and get their share? People gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Cause finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about the red. Those armies of salvation.